My, oh my. What have we here? Is that a human? What on earth are you doing here? Well, hello. Looks like you're awake. Easy now. There's no need for you to fuss. Where are you? That's kind of hard to explain. Let's start with some introductions, shall we? What's your name? Oh, I see. A very common human name indeed. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. What about me? I'm glad you asked. You can just call me Jack. And as for where you are, well, that's a little bit harder to explain. I like to think of this place as a kind of limbo. It's not really here nor there. And it's not up or down either. Honestly, I can't even tell my left from my right anymore. Confusing you. It is very confusing, isn't it? You could also think of this place as some kind of purgatory, with no end and no beginning. Or maybe it's a punishment for lost souls like myself. Oh, you finally noticed, did you? The body you arrived in is different than the one you're used to. Now don't freak out, but I have a mirror here if you'd like to look at yourself. It might be a bit of a shock, though. Are you sure about that? All right. I look forward to hearing you scream. Here. Why, yes. You are kind of like me, aren't you? But unlike your body, my body parts are also detachable. I could take off my arms or even my head if I wanted to. And nothing would happen to me. But I'm not sure that goes for you as well. I mean, I could always stab you a few times and find out. No. Why not? It could be a fun game. We could see how immortal you are in this realm. Or if you're somehow still human. Even though you don't look it, I mean. What happened to your face? I mean, it looks pretty normal to me. And why did they have to put you in such a gaudy outfit? It's too bad. There's no other clothes in this realm that I've ever been able to find. So you're stuck wearing that. I mean, I would have picked something with a little bit more taste. Now, calm down. There's no need for you to scream like that. Even though I do enjoy the sound of tortured screams. Yours is causing me a little bit more of a headache, though. So why don't you tone it down? What can't be happening? I assure you, human, this is no dream. This is very, very real. And you are very, very trapped here with me. So we might as well have a little bit of fun, yes? Oh, you're looking around now, aren't you? I suppose you've noticed that this room is full of doors. But don't get your hopes up. There is no exit. And if you try to look for one, you're going to drive yourself crazy. Not that I know anything about that. Oh, rest assured. I'm not going to do anything to you. In fact, I'm just going to sit here and relax. If anything happens, it'll be your fault. Well, behind every door is something different. Some of them even have booby traps, believe it or not. Can't tell you how many times I've fallen to my death. But lucky for me, I always reappear in this room. You, on the other hand, might not be so lucky. Since we don't know if you're dead or alive quite yet. But since you're here, I'm assuming you're dead. And your soul is stuck in this internal purgatory. Maybe some kind of repentance for your sins. Oh, that's just merely speculation. Honestly, I don't know anything about this place. Or why we're here. There were a few others that came before you. And I'm assuming maybe they found a way out. I haven't seen any of them in days. Or has it been weeks? Months, maybe? Maybe even years. The light coming through that window over there always stays the same. So there's no way to tell if it's day or night here. So we might as well find something useful to do. I mean, it's so nice to finally have some company. Oh, talking to myself all this time starts to drive one completely insane. Am I right or am I right? Just talking to myself. Honestly, I still don't even know if you're really here. I've been so backwards lately. What about food? Well, one of the other people that were stuck here did find food in one of these doors, but I wouldn't recommend eating it. The food could very well be poisonous. And while you're here, you really don't need to eat, so there's no need for that. Whoa there, human, take it easy. You're gonna hyperventilate yourself. You seem a little bit tense. Do you want me to rub your shoulders? I was just offering. You seem to be freaking out quite a bit. Hang on. I told you, none of those doors lead out of here. That one is a pitfall to your death. And that one is a never-ending hallway. That one's the library. I told you, you're not going to find an exit. Look at you, frantically running around. This is actually kind of entertaining. That one's the outdoor garden, but it's surrounded by a weird force field. So you can't go past it. It's mainly just to give you something to bide your time. If you like gardening, I mean. And for some reason, it's always nighttime out there. But yet you can still see all the plants so clearly. It makes my head spin. That's the bounce house. For exercise, of course. Oh, no, don't go in here. This is the, It's a room not suited for someone like you, trust me. What's in it? Well, it's, My, look at this other door. It's pretty rainbow colors. We should go check that door out. Don't worry. We'll come back to this one later. Let's see. Ta-da! I know, isn't it pretty? It's rainbow central in this room. I'm pretty sure you can slide on them if you want to. I did it once, and then my skin was stained. It was very unpleasant. I had to go through the ocean door and get eaten by sharks in order to get myself clean. It definitely wasn't worth all that pain. Oh, it's just as I said. Anytime I've died here, my body regenerates right in this middle room. It's like I told you. I don't know if you will die or not. So I wouldn't risk it just yet. We should probably do a few more tests on you first. I know. I can cut you a little bit just to see if you bleed. But I guess I bleed too, so that might not be enough. Oh, that? That's my bedroom. That's why it has my name on the door. I'm sure you have one too if you look around. I have a crazy idea. Why don't we play hide and seek? I'll count to 10 while you go hide in one of these rooms. Don't worry. It'll be hard for me. You see, these doors rotate. So it's hard to keep track of what's what sometimes. Not only that, but once you're in a door and the door closes behind you, if you reopen it, it opens you into another room. If you're not careful, you could easily get lost in here. And since you're so dead set on looking for an exit, this might also help you with that as well. Rules? Well, you try hiding from me. And if I find you, I kill you. Won't that be fun? Oh, come now. There's no way to know for sure. We might as well try it out. I mean, for all you know, you could already be dead. I mean, I know that I am. So it only makes sense that you are too. What if you win? Then I'll tell you a secret. There's lots to know about this place. So gaining a little bit of knowledge shouldn't hurt you. Oh? I was hoping you'd see it my way. All right, human. It's a deal. Just don't get yourself killed before I find you, Kay. And remember, there's even doors within doors in here. I think that's enough chit-chat. I'm gonna start counting now. So you better start running. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Ready or not, Here I come. One, two. Jack's coming for you. Three, four, better lock your door. Five, six, grab your crucifix. Seven, eight, better stay up late. Nine, ten, never sleep again. Too easy. There you are. Oh, what's the matter? Hold still now. I promise this won't hurt a bit. Oh, why are you running? You can't hide from me. There's no escape for you in here. Why don't you come back and play with me? I promise. It will only sting a little bit. What's wrong with me? Why, everything. What's wrong with you? Oh, I like this game. It's fun watching you squirm. Oh, whoops. I didn't mean for it to be that deep. Looks like you can't run anymore. I hope you said your prayers. Because you might not wake up from this. Ah, yes. That's more like it. I want to hear you scream. Oh, cry and beg me to stop. Oh, it hurts, Jack. Say it. Oh, look at that beautiful shade of red. It's all over the place. Shh, now. It'll be all right. Let me enjoy this fun we're having. Oh, hello. Yoo-hoo. You can open your eyes now. Well, look at that. You're still alive. Oh, relax. I knew it wouldn't really kill you. See, you're perfectly fine. Oh, calm down. It was just a little bit of fun. And it appears my theory was correct. You're just like me, and you can't die. If you do, your body regenerates right back here. Just as I suspected. What if I was wrong? Well, then you'd be gone. But hey, you're not. Think of all the games we can play now. And you don't have to worry about dying. Crazy? Maybe I am just a little bit. But you already knew that. I mean, I am a jester, after all. We don't know our hats from our feet. Who am I really? I told you, silly. My name is Jack. What do you mean that's not a real answer? You want my backstory, is that it? My oh my. No one's ever been so interested in me before. All right, fine. Now that we know that you're, you know, immortal or whatever, I guess it couldn't hurt to tell you a little bit about myself. Since you're not going anywhere. But before I tell you, can I ask you something? What do you remember before you got here? Nothing. Exactly my point. See, anyone else in this place I've come across doesn't remember anything. Not about their lives, where they were, who they were with. But I do. That's the difference between you and me. I remember everything before I ended up here. I even remember how I died. You see, I was a magician in the human world. Mostly card tricks. And I was very much an amateur. I can't even begin to count how many times I had food thrown at me, or was booed off of the stage in the beginning of my career. But as time progressed, I got better and better at my trade. Using magic tricks, disappearing acts, things like that. I even started a traveling production, believe it or not. And before you ask, yes, this was my official costume. I wore this a lot for my performances. You see, I preferred the more scary tactic, rather than being funny and entertaining. I liked to make people scream, and show them weird things they had never seen before. Even my card tricks, I found a way to make them more scary. But as fun as it was, it didn't fill the void inside me. I always felt like something was missing. I never felt quite fulfilled. Even when I got rich, I could buy anything I wanted. Money, alcohol, women, it mattered not. But even that was not enough for me. So I added a little something new to my act. I called it the Void. You see, I would bring a box on stage, and then pick a random member of the audience to enter the box. And it would drop them under the stage once the act began. But once the performance was over, I refused to let them go. I would keep them under the stage for days, even weeks at a time, torturing them and playing with them, until I had my fun. Then when I was done with them, I would dump their bodies in the river. But I should have known that my playtime wouldn't last long. Once people started connecting the dots, they figured out that people would go missing from my show, and then later they would turn up dead. So of course I became the top suspect. Once I learned they had a warrant out for my arrest, I tried to run. Down the alley streets I went in the dark, weaving left and right. I could hear the police behind me around every corner. Then I finally made it to the river's edge, where so many of my victims' bodies were found. There was an old lady by the river. She was blind. My first thought was to grab her and hold her as a hostage to secure my escape. But then she reached her hand out to me. She She told me that I was not longed for this world. And before I knew it, she had flung me into the river. I honestly didn't expect an old lady like her to be so strong. She just smiled and waved at me as I drowned. And before I went under, she mumbled something. Something that I'll never forget. But enough about me. Let's talk more about you. What did she say? Well, I can't remember now. Oh, well. Was I a serial killer? Oh, heavens no. I just made that story up. But you should see the look on your face. It was priceless. Not funny. Oh, come now. It was hilarious. To think that someone like me actually existed in the real world. Why are humans so gullible? The truth is, I don't remember either. I honestly don't even know if I was ever alive. But I thought it might be fun to tell you a little story. Oh, would you look at the time? It's time for us to get some shut-eye. Don't tell me you didn't notice. There's a clock on the wall. It's pretty late. I've always just assumed that the time on that clock is correct, and that it corresponds with the outside world. So according to that clock, most people are going to bed now. We should do the same, don't you think? You don't feel tired? Are you sure about that? Your eyes are starting to get heavy. In fact, they're so heavy you can barely keep them open. See, what did I tell you? You are getting sleepy. Oh, I did nothing. How dare you accuse me of such a thing? Your door is right over there, by the way. It seems to have just appeared with your name on it. There'll be a nice bed in there waiting for you. Now get some sleep. I have lots of fun plans for us tomorrow. Good night, Jack. Oh my, that made me blush. Good night, my new plaything. I look forward to torturing you some more. You sleep well now. And may your dreams be full of horrors. Until tomorrow, then. Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.